You are listening to Purpose Over Perfection, hosted by me, Adrienne Reilly. I am here to encourage you, to enlighten you, uplift you, support you, love you through everything. I am a blogger on adriennereilly.com. I talk about everything food, faith, motherhood, and working from home as a mom. I am so excited to dive into season 2. A woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle. I seriously love this quote so much. It just speaks so much truth into the world we live in. So many women that I talk to have all of these toxic relationships, and I totally acknowledge sometimes those are really hard to get out of. But for the most part, this doesn't even have to go just intimate relationships. This can go with friendships. We don't need anyone. You don't need anyone to survive, and you don't need anyone to thrive. And I think that is something to be extremely mindful about, because I just know that sometimes we get into this rhythm of some sort of toxic relationship, or maybe we get into this rhythm of this comfortable place, although it's not a very good place to be in. It's comfortable because we know what's to be expected. And I am just encouraging you to step out of your comfort zone and acknowledge that you don't need anyone to be amazing or successful or you. And I think that we need to encourage one another to know that we are amazing and we have potential to be the best version of ourselves if we just focus on being good people and working on ourselves. I think it's important to note as well that a person who really values you would never put themselves in a position to lose you. And I think that is just very powerful to say out loud and to remind yourself that someone you love, whether it's a friendship or a family member or someone you're intimate with, they will never try to intentionally hurt you or lose you, because that would be disrespecting you. And obviously, I'm not saying every single situation or fight or maybe downfall is just cut off the ties. That is not what I'm saying. But a large majority of people just don't understand that this repetitiveness is just not okay. So going back to the entire point of you don't need anyone is sometimes we have this vision and we stay hustling and we try to keep our focus and stay motivated and get our stuff done and stay inspired. And then we realize we're in our own way. And sometimes by getting in our own way, we invite people that shouldn't be there into our lives. And what I mean by that is sometimes we choose toxic people who really affect us in a negative way as a form of self-sabotaging. The most amazing thing that I've ever done is learn how to have independence and be independent on myself. And it was the best thing I've ever decided to do, and I'll tell you why. So not many people know, but Tristan and I did have a break after we had Maverick. I think it was 2 months long, and he was still very supportive and active in his life, but we did separate for, I think, like less than 2 months. It wasn't long. We were still faithful to each other as we were figuring out what the next steps were going to be. So that's when I really realized the distance between myself and my dreams is I didn't have the action because I was making up excuses constantly. And being on my own, I found that I had to really get real with myself on what was holding me back, how to actually get to my goals, and how I was going to have discipline, how I was going to keep myself motivated on those really dark days, even though I was going through something really immense. And it took a lot of grace to remain kind to myself and others in that situation, and I learned so much, and I think that's why I succeeded what I wanted to in that time. Truthfully, if I didn't have that time by myself, I think I would have thought that I needed someone else to support me in order to get to my goals. Not saying no one wasn't supportive, I just mean it was a different level of independence, and it really taught me that I truly do not need anyone. And I feel like when you have other people in your life, it's easy to play the blame card easy. For example, like, well, I didn't have anyone to watch the kids on this day, so I didn't get anything done. I have too many dishes to do. I have so much laundry to do. I'm not going to do my work. I'm going to say no to all these opportunities that could change my life because I'm so overwhelmed. And doing this on my own for the summer, it really taught me how to get things done, how to have fun, find a balance, get things in the home done, work part-time, work online part-time, all of these things. And I really traveled through this place that took me out of my comfort zone when I started cutting toxic people out of my life, other toxic people and like toxic friends out. And that's why I'm continuously saying you do not need anyone in your life. Everyone should be a choice I guess what I'm trying to say. It's such a touchy subject and I'm trying to be very careful with my words right now. But it all comes down to having relationships with people and family and friends and realizing that it's a choice. You were choosing to connect with those people and choosing to let them have your energy and time. And this doesn't have to be a negative thing. Like, you are giving someone your time and energy. This can be something that's really positive. And I do encourage positive relationships, just a disclaimer. But by choosing yourself is basically what I want to come around to. By choosing yourself, you are really able to just have a more calm presence. And I find that you're able to love stronger because you've really taken the time to love and honor yourself. And truthfully, I think coming back around to You Don't Need Anyone, which is the title of this podcast, I think that being a busy, vibrant, goal-orientated woman, whatever that looks like, it's more attractive than someone who waits for someone else to give her that validation. And I'm not talking about attractiveness, like the way they look, but the way they show up. It's so comforting having someone who is very independent in like their relationship with themselves, and they're not constantly putting the pressure on other people to validate them and give them that love because they've already given it to themselves. Of course, you still want to be recognized and loved on and appreciated by others, but it's so amazing to see people who do not rely on that kind of stuff. By learning to be by yourself, or at least you do not have to break up with anyone or lose your friends in order to realize you don't need to be alone, but enjoying that alone time and figuring out that's how you can be strong is really important. Even taking an hour each day to get to know yourself on a different level, you end up knowing what you bring to the table and you end up knowing what your standards are, things you like, things you dislike, and you start to learn things that annoy you, that bring you joy, that you figure out that you can truly be the best version of yourself, and you really dig into those deeper places and figure out how to grow as a person. That's kind of what I mean by you don't need anyone. You don't need anyone else to figure out those things, and you don't need anyone else to figure out how strong you are or how to change the game. So now I feel like I'm repeating myself, and I just want to encourage you to know that you are enough and you don't need someone else to validate you, and you don't need someone else in your life to make you a better person. You are capable of doing that all on your own, and that's kind of what I wanted this to be about, and to not apologize for being powerful and just amazing. So take a screenshot of this, post it on your Instagram story and tag me at adrian.reilly. And I always, every month, I choose a couple people to have coffee on me and I send gift cards. But I just really want this to be just a reminder that you are enough.